Well, if you noticed earlier, just a picture of me, it's because for a moment there I was going live and lost a connection. And that's not unusual. So here I am again. I just wanted to give a little devotional, nothing big, that it's Good Friday. Maybe a lot of people not thinking it's very good, and I'll tell you, as you think about it, it's called Good Friday, but it certainly wasn't very good for those in Jesus' day. And I just jotted down a little devotional, and that's all that this is. And let me share it with you. Just thoughts on this day, some things we need to know. I'll just be reading mostly and just share these thoughts that Good Friday was not a good Friday on that day. It wasn't a good Friday for the disciples, and it wasn't a good Friday for any of the followers of Jesus. On that day, it was a tough, dark, gloomy day with the appearance of all their dreams and hopes of a new and better life hanging on a cross, dying and wasting away. That was their day. They could only see the Roman soldiers laughing, gambling for the cloak of Jesus. And beyond that, they could only see a dark hole in the rock sealed up, and the life within extinguished. Not a good day. They could not hear the words or the promises of Jesus in their hearts at that time, that he would rise from death to defeat the enemy, to be the light of the world, the Savior. Why? Because they were looking down. Down at what the eyes saw and the mind could comprehend. You see, they were looking at the darkness. They were looking at a hole in the rock. They were looking at a cross up there. And then the hole in the ground, the rock. That's all they could see, and they got tunnel vision like we all do. With this stuff going on around us, it's easy to get tunnel vision and get depressed and really let despair take over. But this day is to remind us there were some people suffering a lot worse than this. Look, there's a many of them in that day that they cast it all. They cast it all on Jesus. They were hanging everything on him, and he's dying. Now he's dead. Now he's in a tomb with a big rock rolled across it. You know, if they could have just looked up instead of down, you know what they would have realized? If they could have just looked away from what they could physically see and hear with their physical senses, if they could have just looked up into heaven, if they could have just gazed for a moment, and they would have seen the power of God. They would have seen the angels waiting expectantly, that quiet hush of heaven before a great thing occurs. They would have seen that God had a plan just like he does now. If they could have just looked up in their hearts with faith, they would have seen that God has a plan, and he was fulfilling that plan. That God was not finished, he was just beginning. If they could have seen with the heart that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes, they would have seen that the darkness was only for a moment in time, that Friday was a dark day, but Sunday was coming. Yes, people of God, it might seem dark today, but you keep looking up with a heart of faith. Because I promise you, Sunday's coming. I'm glad to be with you. Prayers are with you. Love you all. And God bless and bless and bless.